Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, I'm Hal Salwasser. I'm the director of the Forest Research Laboratory at Oregon State University, and I'm here to testify in support of House Bill 2159 and support the recommendation from the Oregon Forest Industries Council of 67 cents per thousand board feet rate to provide revenues to the Forest Research Lab to maintain essentially current service levels for the next biennium. I would be happy to answer any questions that you or the committee might have.
Madam Chair.
Representative Krupp.
Thank you. Hal, your chart shows actual state appropriations and harvest tax receipts. Is that correct?
Correct. The upper yellow line is the actual dollars. The lower yellow line is the CPI-adjusted purchasing power dollars.
And Madam Chair, those are, you receive both of these?
The upper orange line is the state appropriation that goes to the Forest Research Lab.
Okay.
The harvest tax is in addition to the state appropriation. Correct.
Okay. And Madam Chair, that state appropriation is general fund appropriation.
It's general fund, correct.
It is. Okay. All right.
And Mr. Salwasser, if I'm not mistaken, the state general fund appropriation comes through the higher education budget in the form of the what we call the statewides, and there's a component in there for support to the OSU Forest Research Lab.
Madam Chair, that's correct. It amounts to approximately 15% of the Forest Research Lab's budget. The harvest tax amounts to about 14%. There's a small portion that comes from federal formula funds. The remaining two-thirds of the budget is received in grants and contracts that the faculty secures in a competitive market.
Mr. Salwasser, if I might, in the process of developing your budget, could you describe to the committee how you factor in the proceeds of the harvest tax? Is that a process that you do in the beginning of your budgeting, or do you do it towards the end?
Historically, it's happened towards the end because there was some uncertainty about the general appropriation and uncertainty about the harvest tax and the harvest levels. It would be far preferable to us to be able to do that at the beginning of our budget process, and we would support the recommendation from OFIC to stabilize the harvest tax portion so that we could plan ahead of time for that.
In characterizing the relative importance of the stability over the dollar amount, how would you characterize the relative importance of those two factors?
Madam Chair, having the stability is at least equal to knowing what the dollar amount is, because it would allow us to make decisions on filling open positions or not filling them a year or two in advance. The importance of the actual dollar amount is that the faculty at the Forest Research Lab uses the state appropriation, the harvest tax, and the federal formula essentially to pay the salaries which are necessary to keep them in place in order to leverage the outside money. So it's important for us in the overall program to have both the stability and to know ahead of time what that dollar amount is going to be.
Thank you. Further questions or comments for Mr. Salwasser? Thank you very much for taking the time to come here today.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Breaking into what must be a very busy schedule. I have no further people signed up to testify on the bill, so I will close the public hearing and open a work session on House Bill 2159. Mr. Rocco, can you discuss LFO's recommendation?
Madam Chair, what LFO has today are some options for this particular bill. The first option is if this bill would be approved to implement what was anticipated in the Department of Forestry budget, which phased out the harvest tax for service forestry, and based on the level of expenditures in that budget and the decision to restore the exemption from harvest tax on the first 25,000 board feet harvested, since the service forestry tax was being phased out, option one is what would need to be done to implement that. and that's basically inserting in section 4 of the bill, section 1, subsection 4, where there's the 15 cents on line 29. That would need to be restored because the tax... All of the deleted material, basically, in that subsection needs to be restored. The bold material eliminated. The effect of that would be to allow the 15 cents to continue through the end of 2001. And then there would have to be conceptual language added in here that would that would repeal that part of the law starting with January 1st, 2002, because there would no longer be a tax. The amount of 67 cents would need to be put in on line 8. And 91 cents would need to be included on line 22. And then there would need to be adoption of the dash 1 amendments, which you have before you, which are would be restoring the exemption on the first 25,000 board feet harvested. The second option would be if the committee decided to continue the harvest tax for service forestry at the 50-50 level. And although the budget was passed out with it being phased out, the harvest tax being phased out for that program, if it was decided to do that, if it was decided to continue a harvest tax for this program at 50-50%, then the committee would need to insert a 5 on line 29, because that's the amount of harvest tax that would be needed to continue that program. There would need to be a change to the Department of Forestry's budget. Probably that would be done in the budget reconciliation bill at the end of session, where we would have to reduce the general fund appropriation by $189,190 and increase the other funds limitation by that same amount. And that would change the program from 50-50. The committee would also need for that option to include 91 cents in on line 22 and 67 cents on line 8, and would not adopt the dash 1 amendments, because with the tax there, you would no longer need to do the exemption. And then finally, there is option 3, which would also make a change to reduce the Forest Research Lab, the tax rate for that, for the Forest Research Lab, from 67 cents to 57 cents per thousand. And that would be in response to the same type of drop, that the proportional drop that was found in the Forest Practices Act in subsection 3 of that section 1. That would reduce the revenue made available to the Forest Research Lab, and it shows on the back of the memo, option 3, the amount of that reduction.
Mr. Rocco, if I might ask, in the level of, I guess the question is, in the budget cycle that is just ending, what was the level of support from the harvest tax to the research laboratory?
Madam Chair, in terms of percentage, I'm not certain. I think
I'm concerned with actual dollar amounts.
The actual dollar amounts, Madam Chair, were it's in the memo there at approximately $4.7 million.
Okay.
But yes, with the third bullet under option 3.
But Madam Chair and Ken, the actual harvest tax received 97-99 was 4.1, and then in 99-01 was 4.7.
Madam Chair, Representative Krupp, that is correct, because there was an increase in the tax rate between those 2 years.
Increase in the tax rate, but not the volume of harvest.
Correct.
And so is the assumption here then, Mr. Rocco, that if the support for the Forest Research Lab drops to 57 cents per thousand, that the net dollar amount will be the same between the 9901 appropriation and the 0103 appropriation?
Madam Chair, based on the projected volume that of 6.85 billion board feet, the amount that the Forest Research Lab would receive would drop from to 3.9 million based on that harvest level at a 57 cent per thousand amount.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Crump.
That's, as I count it, about $800,000 less than what they had, and that
Mr. Rocco,
sort of concerns me.
Is there any way to compute what the level would be to need to maintain the level of appropriation to the Forest Research Lab?
Madam Chair, we're consulting with Steve Bender from Legislative Fiscal, and I think the rate would have to stay at 67 cents.
Okay, so that would put us back into option two.
Correct.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I would have some difficulty with funding the Forest Lab that much less.
I agree with you, Representative, that we want to maintain the level of support to
the lab. Very much. Yeah. Good.
So option two would allow us to maintain the current level of support to the lab and support service forestry with half general fund and half harvest tax.
Madam Chair, are we in a work session?
We could be in a work session.
Okay.
No, we are in a work session.
Oh, well, then I'll move LFO recommendation option two.
We have a motion to move LFO recommended option two into House Bill 2159. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Senator.
Madam Chair, I will move House Bill 2159 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion to move House Bill 2159 as amended to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have wrestled with this for some time now. I have in my folder quite a few comments from my constituencies, and I have large, in fact, the largest landowner in the district I'm privileged to serve is an industrial forest producer, also is the largest employer. I also have a lot of small woodlands folks, and there are varying thoughts about how to achieve the funding through the various sources available to us. And I was hopeful that they would have been able to have come to some permanent fix. They have not been able to do so as yet. I do have some difficulty. I'm willing to accept the proposal. I have some difficulty in understanding why a landowner would want to tax themselves when they could have general fund money provide the same service to them. And I understand the arguments for that. I just have some difficulty with that still. I am hopeful that this will continue to provide an incentive for the parties to come together and reach a firm conclusion on this issue. I think there is a funding mechanism that is available other than general fund. I think that it has to be a dedicated fund. That is, it comes from another source other than just the traditional sources. I think that's an option. I think it ought to be explored, and I'm hopeful that it will. I think there is a solution here that all sides can agree on, and I just hopefully they get to that point. And I think this is a good step in the direction to as an incentive to bring that to the forefront, make
Thank
that happen.
Thank you very much, Representative Crow. Senator Tukes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, hope they all come together. This has not been a difficult decision for me. I represent both large and small. I haven't heard a word, not a peep, out of the large ones, so I assume they're fine with all this. But I have heard from the smaller ones. And I try to work with both, and the service forestry is very critical. So I'm happy.
Thank you very much. I think that there has been a large amount of angst and thought on all of our parts put into the decision that we made to go with the second option here. And it was a particularly hard decision. And I think that what we find ourselves at in the timber industry is that we're caught with a funding mechanism that was devised when the federal lands were in the harvest equation, and there was a broad base to spread the taxes out, or the cost of the taxes out over. But as the funding base has narrowed, as the federal lands have been withdrawn from the harvest base, it's very much changed the paradigm that all of this works within. And I'm very heartened that we have in the Department of Forestry budget the provision for a work group to continue working over the interim to try to come to some kind of long-term resolution to this problem, because it's a real root cause problem. And there needs to be some pretty creative minds put to trying to find a way out of the box that we're in. I personally think that it's extremely important for the small woodland owners to be sitting at that table on an equal basis with the other players in the game. And I think that by giving them a role to play in the harvest tax process, that guarantees them a stake in it. And I think that for the long-term good of the timber industry and the forest products industry in the state, we need to look at the small woodland owners as an important and developing piece of the equation that helps that industry stay healthy. So I am very interested in seeing how the interim develops here. I think that we've tried to set the stage for a serious and robust discussion of the issues at hand, and I'm going to be paying very close attention to how this develops over the interim, and it's my hope that when we come back into the next session, we'll have some good long-term solutions to the problems that we face. Are there any more comments on
Ma'am Chair,
Mr. Rocker?
I would just like to, for the record, point out that option two doesn't specifically state it, but it would assume approving 67 cents per thousand board feet in line 8 for the Forest Research Lab, and that wasn't included there, although the committee discussed that, continuing that rate at 67 cents.
But that was part of the motion.
The motion has been amended to reflect the need to add that piece to it. If there is no further comment or on the motion, is there any objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is passed.
Madam Chair.
Senator Dukes.
Move House Bill 2159.
That was it.
That was it.
That was the motion. I was going to say, can we leave now? I thought I remembered saying all that, but then again.
Make the motion on the next one.
Okay. I think we're done, aren't we?
I will carry the bill in the full committee and on the House floor. And Senator Dukes, would you consent to carry the bill on the Senate floor?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rocco, do we have any further business before the committee?
Madam Chair, I think the committee is at ease for a while. I mean, permanently at ease.
This is our final meeting.
It's getting even.
Senator.
Bad man, isn't he?
Madam Chair, at this point, there are no other bills assigned to the committee, and if there is a meeting or a change in the committee status, we will alert all the members of that. But at this point, there are no further meetings scheduled.
Senator.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to just remind
Mr. Rocco, that this is the point in the last legislative session at which we had all of our bills
back again.
So,
we have a
before
no.
That thought has a chance to take hold, the committee is adjourned.